blessed and highly favored. Love you.
Amen. Sister. Well, that is my clue for us to go ahead and have prayer. So would you kindly join me as we look to our Father. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before your throne this morning truly, truly grateful, truly thankful, Lord God, that you watched over us last night, that you kept us safe, Father God. We thank you. We take nothing for granted this morning. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your grace and for your mercy. We thank you for your word, and we thank you for your Holy Spirit. Father God, we thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We ask, God, that you continue to be with Mother Josie and all of the mothers, those of us that have mothers in the earth. We ask that you continue to bless them as they get older, and we ask that you just give them a special dose of strength, a dose of energy, a dose of resilience to keep on pressing in the Lord. We thank you for their experience, Lord. We thank you for the Artist Corporation and the new leaders that have taken the realm, Lord God. We ask that you continue to give them wisdom as they lead the Artist Corporation, Lord God. We thank you for all of the artist distributors, from the advisor all the way up to the platinum president. We ask that you continue to bless their businesses, Lord God. And, Lord, we also lift up the conferences coming up, the artists and in partnership with the King of Artists. We ask, Father God, for your blessing. We thank you for Les Brown, who's the keynote speaker, who will come and inspire us and encourage us. We thank you for the men of God. Praise God for the men of God. We ask that you continue to give them wisdom. And from those that are coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west, we ask, Father God, in advance that you make provision for them financially, the time off their jobs, whatever they need, Father God, so that they can make it to the conference and get what they need to take their business to the next level. Now, Father God, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. We thank you for the speaker that will come and give us a rhema word this morning, Father God. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that you anoint the speaker's vocal cords, that the message will come through with clarity, O God. We thank you, Father God, that we will not only be hearers of the word, but we will also be doers. So we thank you, Lord, for this call. We thank you for the entire TMC family. And we pray, Father God, that you just continue to grow this call. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you, TMC family. I thank God for each and every one of you. And remember to be strong in the Lord. And now at this time, I'm going to turn the call over to the host, which I believe is Minister Robin. Minister Robin, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Ada?
I can hear you loud and clear, beautiful woman of God. Thank you.
Thank you, and the same to you. Thank you so much for opening us up in prayer and greeting our family and our friends. And I am going to join her and say welcome. Welcome to each one of you. Welcome to this awesome call. It is the Master's call. This call was founded by two beautiful women of God who we so love, and they are Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And because of their faithfulness and their sensitivity to the voice of God, we have this call. They listened, they heard, they moved, and now the manifestation has taken place. So we say glory be to God. Because of them, because of our King of Kings, this is a platform where we can come before him and pray. We can come before him and hear the word of God. We can come before him. We have you here with us, and we rejoice with you. So, again, welcome to this call. We started here on this call back in 2010. And it was a time when Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa, as I said, they listened, and God gave them a scripture that we also stand on. And it's located in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And that's what we do here on the Master's Call. And our mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So you get on this call, and then you are being enriched, enhanced, and empowered to go forward and do what God has called you to do. We make sure that we are here Monday through Friday. We start at 7 to 7:30 Central, 6 to 6:30 Mountain, 5 to 5:30 Pacific, and 8 to 8:30 on the East Coast. And it's the same number that you dialed. Let me go ahead and give you the replay number. If you have an opportunity to immediately listen to the call once it concludes, that number for you to call is 712-432-1085. Use the same PIN code, 957-677-POUND. Well, we have so many announcements that I want to share with you. The thread, the company that has brought many of us together is Artist International, and it was founded by the Diaz de Leon family. Well, we are having a conference. It is the Artist Reloaded Conference, and all roads are leading to Houston, Texas, when? March 27th through the 29th. And it is going to be held at the Westin Marriott. So you can go to the artistempowermentconference.com website, register this conference. It's being partnered with, of course, the founders of Artists International, Mr. and Mrs. Antonio Diaz de Leon, and also Mr. and Mrs. Alejandro Diaz de Leon, and the Kings of Artists. We have our top money earners. We have Les Brown coming. Oh, my gosh, there's so much going on. So make sure you go to that website and find out more about the conference. And for the friends who are on the call, get back to the person who invited you to the call. I know they're excited, and they will be glad to share with you what we are about, tell you about our products, also share with you about the conference, and you may even want to join them. So make sure you get back to that individual. Well, I'm not going to take up too much time right now. I'll come back, and I'll share a little more with you. Oops, moving a little too fast. I'm telling you about the conference and also about us. We have a website also, and our website, all of our messages have been placed on that website. And you can go there and listen to the messages. You can download the messages. You can email them to your friends. And our website address is www.themasterscall.net. The messages on there, you'll hear a good word from Dr. Vanessa. She gives you nice little quotes. Our prayer directives are on there. And then if you find that there is so much more that you want to find out about us, you can send us an email. We will be glad to answer your questions. We will pray for you. We will shout with a voice of triumph with you. We will rejoice with you. And you can send all of that to info@themasterscall.net. That is info@themasterscall.net. Well, let me go ahead and tell you about the man of God, and then I'll come back and share again with you this information. But he's a mighty man of God, and he's one of our members here on this call, too. He is Pastor Everett Thomas. Pastor Everett Thomas was baptized and born again, and he's an ordained minister, and he's been preaching the gospel for over 35-plus years. He was the first assistant minister to the late pastor, Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, and he was the past senior evangelist of Calvary Baptist District. He currently serves as a senior minister at Mercy House Church in Michigan, and he is also a certified biblical counselor. He's the founder, he's the president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries, and this ministry it provides the needs of people, and it sponsors coffee houses, concerts, seminars, and it assists the elderly. Pastor Everett loves to serve. He loves to minister to God's people. He officiates Sunday worship service at the Across the Park apartment complex for the tenants who can't even come to church. He is a man after God's own heart. His belief is that iron sharpens iron, and it led him to organize and facilitate a weekly men's ministry breakfast. He's committed to God. He's committed to the community. He believes that God comes first in everything that he does. He's married to his beautiful wife, First Lady Cheryl, for over 20 years, and his mission is to be used of God to transform lives in spirit, soul, and body. And without any further time taken away from him, dear Pastor Everett, are you there?
Yes, I am, Ms. Robin. Can you hear me?
I can, sir. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for such a warm introduction. God bless you. Amen. Great morning. We thank God for another opportunity to share, and we praise God for Dr. Ruddespoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts for such a vision and allowing this opportunity to take place. All right, to invite attention to Galatians chapter 2, and we're looking at verses 16 down to verse 21. And I'm reading from the New Century Version. And it reads, "Yet we know that a person is not made right with God by following the law. No, it is trusting in Jesus Christ that makes a person right with God. So we too have put our faith in Christ Jesus that we might be made right with God. And we are right with God because we trusted in Christ, not because we follow the law. For no one can be made right with God by following the law. We Jews came to Christ to be made right with God. So it is clear that we were sinners too. Does this mean that Christ makes us sinners? No. But I would really be wrong to begin teaching again those things of the law of Moses that I gave up. I stopped living for the law. It was the law that put me to death. I died to the law so that I can now live for God. I was put to death on the cross with Christ. I do not live anymore. It is Christ living in me. I still live in my body, but I live by faith in the Son of God. He loved me and gave himself to save me. This gift is from God, and it is very important to me. If the law could make us right with God, then Christ did not have to die." So we want to talk this morning about, it's all about Christ. It's all about Jesus, the Christ. It's all about him. Amen. We can't earn our salvation. We cannot do enough, amen, to gain, I would say, brownie points, amen, to get right with God. We must get through God, to God, through Jesus Christ. It's all about Jesus Christ. And many times we hear of other religions, how people do penance and do all kind of things to become in right standing with God. But the Word of God tells us very clearly that if you don't have faith in Christ, you just lost. It's just plain as day. And not to say that we don't do good things, but good things don't save you. You're not, amen, saved by doing good, but you do good because you are saved. You do the right thing because you are saved, not to earn salvation. It's very important to realize that. You know, a lot of times people do things in order to be in right standing on with God, be with right people. To be right with people, I'm reminded of something happened to me. I guess I can just share this with you. On the job, and this person was very rude and very outrageous towards me as a coworker. And make a long story short, this happened over and over for quite some time. And one day, it was freezing outside, and this person's locks was frozen, and I said, well, it's time to go home. Let her stay out there. She deserved it. You know, that was my attitude. But at any rate, I got close to getting on the freeway to go home, and the Lord got my attention. She said, look, you need to help that person. Even though they did you wrong, you need to help them. And so I went back and did all I could to help, and the locks just really totally frozen. Lock keys didn't work, and just took time, a long time, to finally get the door open. Well, to make a long story short, we got the door open, and I shivered all the way home. But during that period of time, it was around the holidays, and, of course, a lot of jobs, they have opportunities to fellowship during the holidays. So someone was going around getting the money for the Christmas dinner. Got to me and said, okay, look, yours already paid for it. Paid for it by who? Well, this person don't want to be known, and, of course, found out who it was, the person that I helped. The person did not, amen, come to me and apologize for the rudeness, but tried to appease me by doing good, by doing something good, which is fine. Nothing wrong with that. But to be right, you have to get right, amen, with the person that you wronged. I mean, something about, amen, acknowledging that, hey, I apologize, I was wrong, will you forgive me? But that doesn't always happen. But, you know, we became friends as a result of a time frame. But what I'm getting at is that a lot of times people, instead of just getting things right with a person, they have a tendency to try to do right to appease the person. And when it comes to God, God said, look, I know what's going on in your heart. I know you inside and out. You don't have to, do all these things. Just admit that you're a sinner. Amen. Turn from your sins. Amen. Repent, in other words, and get right, because it's all about Christ. Christ gave his life that we might be saved. Of course, the salvation that he offered us is a gift. You can receive it or you can reject it. Amen. So the lesson of today basically is trying to help us realize it's all about Christ. Amen. Jesus took our sins to Calvary. Of course, the King James Version says, amen, I was crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet the life of Christ lives in me. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me, Galatians 2:20. So it's so important to understand it's about Christ, not about us. We can't get good enough, educated enough, look good enough, amen, to get right with God. It's all about Christ. He gave it all. First of all, his Father gave his Son. The Son gave his life. And, of course, amen, we have the power of the Holy Spirit as a result of Christ sending the Holy Spirit to us. So it's all about what Christ did on our behalf. I just got a few, things I want to share with you that might clarify some things a little clearer. It says, two pastors give me all the guidance on this subject that I need. The first is Ephesians 2, 8, 9. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And the second is in James chapter 2, verse 17. Faith, if it have not works, is dead. So it's not a question of either or, but of doing both, praying and helping. A person said this way, said, hands that help are holier than hands that pray. Amen. The quote says, hands that help are holier than hands that pray. There's nothing wrong with praying. Many times we talk about our business opportunity and people say, well, I got to pray about it. You know, understanding this is an opportunity to help somebody, amen, with their health issues, with their wealth issues. You know, I understand nothing wrong with praying about some things, but for some things you just know this is a blessing. You bless, amen, to be a blessing. Of course, our Artists International course is an opportunity to be a blessing. Amen. So we praise God for this opportunity. So it's important to realize that by doing something, amen, doesn't necessarily grant you a higher up, so to speak. But because of the gift of salvation, because of what Calvary, amen, have done on our behalf, if it had not been for Calvary, where would we be? Amen. We would be still lost. So just want to help us realize it's about focusing. You know, we go to church every day, if we would, amen, till we blue in the face, and sing the choir, us, and go all through, amen, the ranks of the traditional churches, what have you. But It's the bottom line. Christ is the answer. Amen. It's just plain as day. We have to get back to basics. The basis of what it's all about is that here we live, move, and have our being. Amen. It's not how it, amen, educated we are. There's nothing wrong with education. Give all you can while you can. But when it's all said and done, how do you stand with when it comes to Jesus Christ? Is he really, amen, your Savior? Is he really your Lord? Is he really in charge of your life? Amen. Is he really who he says he is in your life? Amen. Amen. I also came across another a reading. It says what the law can do. It says in the summer of 2013, Dwight Howard was the most sought after free agent in the NBA. He was courted heavily by the Lakers, the team he was on at the time. The Lakers' star player is legendary competitor Kobe Bryant. Dwight Howard is a happy-go-lucky guy, perhaps more interested in fun than in winning. This grace of Bryant to the sports world, competitiveness is a more righteous characteristic because you can generate it. That talent, since you can generate it, then talent, because it's a gift from the gods of DNA. As part of Lakers' pitch to Howard, Bryant and other key influences on the team met with Howard. Here is a tweet from ESPN writer Chris Broussard following that meeting. D12 is Dwight Howard. 12 is his jersey number. Sources close to Howard tells me Kobe's reported pitch in Tuesday's meeting about teaching D12 how to win will be a complete turnoff to D12. After the meeting, Howard announced he would sign with the Rockets. Bryant actually thought telling Howard that he would teach him how to win would make him want to stay. The law cannot force a change of heart as it tries. It's a complete turnoff. But the gospel offers the change that the law cannot produce, a heart transplant directly from Jesus Christ to you. Amen. Amen. So it's all about the heart. You know, you can't make a person change. You no matter what you do, you can try to help them, but if a person's heart is not right, it's nothing much we can do. We can pray for them, God, help them change their heart, God, soften their heart that they can receive a word from you. But when it all boils down to it, the world would never be a better place unless people realize the need of Christ. No matter how much education, you just can't make a person, teach a person what to do and how to do. It has to come from the heart. And the only person that can really penetrate the heart is Christ. He has to do it. He has to do it by the Spirit of the living God. So what I'm saying today is Christ is the answer. As we go forth with our business, we must realize that people are lost. Some people are lost. And even though they may accept the opportunity of our business for artists, we have to also help them realize that they have a great opportunity of salvation. So in other words, the Great Commission, of course, must accompany us as distributors in our business. We must not just get people on board, amen, to be a part of our company, which is a great company, praise God. But what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Amen. So I want to plead with us today as we go forth in our business to let people know, yes, there's a better way. You can get, amen, a better opportunity with your finances. Yes, even with your health through our company, Partners International. But first of all, where are you spiritually? Is Christ real in your life? Amen, amen. That's my best friend. I want you to get to know him. He'll give you peace that passes all understanding, joy that's unspeakable. Amen. No matter how rich or poor you are, you can still have peace. You can still have joy. And it only comes from Jesus Christ. Amen. Riches won't do it for you, but Jesus Christ can do it all. So God bless you. God bless you. May God keep you is my prayer. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you so much, Pastor Everett, for that encouraging, truthful, soul-searching word.
I'm going to call you back after I pray so that you can seal this word. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and it is a time for us, just like the man of God said, to search our hearts, Lord. Try us. Let us know if there's anything that's wicked or unpleasing to you in our hearts. We want, first and foremost, people to see you in us and through us. Yes, we want to be able to bring them into the kingdom of God, because that is your desire. You loved us so much that you gave us your best. So we want to be that living epistle to be read by all men. So search us and let us know. And we yield to you because we want to be all that we can be in and through you, Lord Jesus. And just as Minister Ada said, we want to be strong in you and in the power of your might. Father, I thank you for this conference that's getting ready to take place. Lord, I thank you that everything is lining up according to your plan and purpose for this conference. I pray, Father, and I thank you that all of the audio and visual equipment will work properly throughout the entire conference. There will not be any type of hindrances. There will not be any type of outages. There will be no type of distractions. And I thank you, Lord, for traveling mercies as men and women are coming from the north, south, east, and west, Lord God. They will be able to make their flights on time. They will land safely in the name of Jesus. There will be no turbulence in the air. We can decree it, we can speak it, and it shall be so in Jesus' name. Registration will move smoothly, Father. It will flow according to the way that you have orchestrated it through the Kings of Artists and the Diaz de Leon family. And Father, last but not least, and there is nothing too difficult for you, Father, I thank you because you are Jehovah Jireh, and you are supplying all of the needs that they need for this conference. Every need is being met in the mighty name of Jesus. Every bill will be paid in the name of Jesus. You told us to owe no man anything but to love them. So, Father, I thank you that this conference will be paid in full, and there will be no debt left over anybody's head, Father, who is in charge of this conference, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I thank you for Pastor Everett. Continue to bless him mightily. Continue, Father God, to prosper him in his ministry. Continue, Father God, to let him remain and stand strong in his beliefs for you, Father, bringing men and women into the kingdom of God. I thank you that as he speaks your word with authority, Father, that lives are being changed and demons, Father God, have to flee in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, thank you for your family that is on this call. Thank you for their faithfulness every single day, Monday through Friday. Make yourself, show yourself strong on their behalf today, Father. Do something special for each one of them so that they will know that it was you and nobody else, in the name of Jesus. Family members, let me go ahead and give you that playback number again. It's 712-432-1085. You can listen to the message immediately following this call. PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Our email address is info@themasterscall.net. We need volunteers to assist us Sunday during worship at the conference. So please, come forward, send us an email. You can sing with us. You can serve. It's a great opportunity to be able to love on God's people. Again, you can send that information to info@themasterscall.net. If you can't listen to the message immediately following the call, go to the website, www.themasterscall.net. Again, we're part of Artists International. We have some wonderful people, along with our platinum president, Dorothy Cook, who tell us about our company, who teach us, who encourage us, and strengthen us. And that's our morning motivational call. And that call number is 530-881-1300. 539-598 is the PIN code. So go there, listen to the call. You want to register, go to the artistempowermentconference.com website. It's being held, again, March 27th through the 29th. It will be in Houston, Texas, at the Marriott Hotel, hosted and partnered with Artists International, the Diaz de Leon family, and the Kings of Artists. We love you, Minister Ada. Thank you so much for letting us know we are strong in the Lord and in His might. Pastor Everett, you are an awesome man of God. Continue bringing people into the kingdom of God. We love you and we honor you. And will you please come forward and give us our daily benediction?
God bless you, Aaron. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord show you His kindness. May He have mercy on you. May the Lord watch over you and give you peace henceforth, now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.